The following message is brought to you by City Place Church and Pastors Damon and Taisha Moore in Orlando, Florida. We hope this message inspires you to build new dreams, ignite your faith, and be established as the leader God is calling you to be. For more information, visit us online at cityplacechurch.com.
I really want to just express my wife and I's gratitude for their friendship. They have spoken into our lives and been just friends over years. I mean, we can go back years. Your pastor Damon has helped me when I first got hired at the house of God and went through a lot of stuff. And he has called me, been watching me from afar. Hey, don't say that in front of people. Hey, don't do this. Yep. You need to be nice, you know. So he's been a great blessing to me personally and to my wife. My wife is on the front. Can you say hi to Miss Topia? Awesome, awesome. I talked with your pastors actually earlier today briefly, and they wanted me first to say they love you. That's awesome. They love you, and they're excited to see you next week. And you heard a video that said dad life. Can you say dad life? Dad life. Yeah, they wanted you to know, and I couple in their expression, happy Father's Day to everybody. Happy Father's Day. Typically, the Mother's Day is the hypest day after Easter, and then Father's Day is like a couple grunts and some barbecue, but we want to pause and acknowledge every father in here. You're special. You're intentional. God has called you, and today is going to be powerful. Amen? Amen. 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 I'm excited to share the word of God this morning. It's good to be back. If you wouldn't mind, stand up to your feet. We have some scripture we want to share with you. This is a tradition I came from, and we want to just continue that. I'll be reading today from the book of Mark. Mark chapter 2, we'll read 12 verses. If you don't have a physical Bible, it's on the screen. We will support you on the screen. And if I get a little excited and passionate about the word today, it's because the word is good. Amen? Amen. All right, here we go. Here we go. The first word says and. Can you say and? And again he entered Capernaum after some days, and it was heard that he was in the house. Immediately many gathered together so that there was no longer room to receive them, not even near the door. And he preached the word to them. Then they came to him bringing a paralytic who was carried by four men. Say four men. And when they could not come near him because of the crowd, they uncovered the roof where he was. So when they had broken through, they let down the bed on which the paralytic was lying. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, "Son, your sins are forgiven you." And some of the scribes were sitting there and reasoning in their heart, "Why does this man speak blasphemies like this? Who can forgive sins but God alone?" But immediately, can you say immediately? When Jesus perceived in his spirit that they reasoned thus within themselves, he said to them, "Why do you reason about these things in your heart? Which is easier to say to the paralytic, 'Your sins are forgiven you,' or to say, 'Arise, take up your bed and walk'? But that you may know that the Son of Man has power on the earth to forgive sins," he said to the paralytic, "I say to you, arise, take up your bed and go to your house." Immediately, there's that word again. Immediately he rose, took up his bed, and went out in the presence of them all, so that all were amazed and glorified God, saying, "We never saw anything like this." Would you bow your head real quick? Lord Jesus, we thank you. We ask that you, Father, would be exalted in our midst today. Hide me behind your text, that you and you alone will be seen today. Speak big in this person today, just an open vessel, so that women, men, children, and leaders can hear exactly what you have for us. We thank you for what you're going to do. In Jesus' name, and everybody said, Amen, amen. On your way down, say to your neighbor the title of my sermon today, Weight Watchers. Weight Watchers. Weight Watchers. Now, I have to just begin and say today, this is not a message on exercise. You know, so if you're saying the guest pastor is meddling about exercise, you can just stop. You understand what you need. But I'll begin right here with a couple of facts, and we'll jump forward. Here we go. It says, according to a market research firm that specializes in tracking niche industries, Americans spend north of $60 billion annually to try to lose pounds on everything from paying for gym memberships and joining weight loss programs to drinking diet soda. Considering the fact that 75 million Americans are actively trying to lose weight, that's on average $800 per person per year. Diet pills and meal replacement solutions are a $3 billion market. There's paleo diets. Maybe you've heard of the Whole 30 diet. That's really popular. There's intermittent fasting. Maybe you've jumped on that. But I must be honest, that's not the weight that we're discussing today. There's another weight. Why do people spend all this money? Because they care about their bodies, their self, their vessels, and that's important. But as I said, that's not the weight we're discussing on today. I want to begin today's message with just some equaling between all of us. First of all, weight is something that all of us deal with. Weight. Whether you're a blessed person or a stressed person. Whether you have kids who believe the gospel of Jesus Christ or running around acting crazy. Whether you're an owner of a nonprofit or a for-profit, a Fortune 500 company owner, or just started a startup. Maybe you are infirmed with sickness or dealing with current pain. One thing's for certain, we all deal with weight. We all have weight that we have to navigate in this life. In today's message, I'm going to ask for your participation because your participation or your help is actually going to underscore, illustrate some of the visuals we're going to believe God for. Can we practice real quick? All right, here we go. So if I ask you to clap your hands, go ahead and clap your hands. Let's do that. All right, good. All right, stop. If I ask some of you to say amen and some of you to say hallelujah, let's do that together. Ready, set? Okay, good. Let's just take up the volume just a little bit. Ready, set? Amen. All right, clap your hands one more time. Awesome. Okay, that's good. That's kind of cute. But earlier I heard a good father, and it was hallelujah. Amen. We're going to have some fun today. Here we go. One thing is for certain, we all deal with weight. And in this story, I've pulled apart four observations that I think could underscore some insight for all of us today. And so without further ado, let's jump to the first observation. The first observation in this text we see is that Weight Watchers lift him up. Can you say lift him up? And if you're taking notes, these are the areas to take notes on. There was a buzz taking place around town. This buzz started in the previous chapter in Mark chapter 1, verses 28. This buzz was powerful because there was a certain man that just entered into the town. This man was not like the norm, but there was a man who everyone knew who was demon-possessed, and this certain man jumped in the scene or on the scene, and this man was radically delivered. And the scripture says in Mark 1:28 that his fame spread throughout all the surrounding regions. Now, this region, so you know, actually right now today, your pastors are there. This is near Capernaum. Can you say Capernaum? Capernaum is surrounded by the Decapolis, and the Decapolis are nothing but 10 cities that surround. They were Gentile cities, heathenistic cities, and Jesus was there in the house. This buzz continued, and before we continue, you have to know something, that Jesus was in the house. Can you say in the house? In the house. I love that. It doesn't say what house. It doesn't say whose house. It just says he was in the house. And when Jesus comes to the house, things begin to change. See, when Jesus shows up, I must submit to you today that people show up. Amen? There's another thing that happens, and people don't like it necessarily, but when Jesus shows up, problems show up. Amen. Some people don't like to show up with Jesus and their problems, but why? The third thing is solutions show up, because he is the solution. So if you come to Jesus, you introduce yourself to Jesus, or if you're in the back corner with issues, the problems, the solution is walked in, you might as well give it to the Lamb. Amen. That's a good place to say amen. Amen. I want to have fun. It's good. Pastor Damon's like, you better preach and have fun. He didn't say that, but he always challenges me. He gets on me. I love it. Like a big brother. Word spread around the land that Jesus was in the house so much that verse 2 that we read says, immediately many gathered together so that there was no longer room to receive them, not even at the door. This was powerful. See, many people studied historically at the time of this word, of the ancient writings. Some people devoted their whole life, this is in the church service, to this person, the Messiah that's coming, and they knew what the scripture, the holy words had indicated of this. But to be in the company of the word, declaring the word, is altogether different. I'm in the book of John chapter 1. It says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And this God was chilling in somebody's house declaring his own word. That had to be a spectacle. That's powerful. And this was the scene that was taking place. There were people in the room clapping their hands. This is your cue. Come on now. There were some people saying, hallelujah. And thank you, Jesus. All right, good. We're warming up. We're warming up. It's going to get louder later. Amen. Here we go. See, at some point, you have to know that this was like a movie premiere. A recent movie that came out was the Avengers Endgame, and there were people lined up by the droves to see this movie. Or a famous concert that comes to town and people can't wait. They're chomping at the bit to get in the room. And this is a little bit of what the scene looked like, but absolutely more. Because this wasn't someone that was trying to be entertained. It was someone that was trying to get deliverance. Amen. Now, it says, lift him up on the screen. And I don't, on the screen, not scream. I don't want to assume that everyone knows who this him is. This him is Jesus, friends. This him is the author and the finisher of our faith. This him is the Savior of the world, the Son of Man, the Lion of the tribe of Judah. This is Jesus. Say Jesus. See, this is Jesus. This is the water walker, the eye opener, the one that went and gently rebuked the cold and caused change to happen. This is Jesus. And I get excited about Jesus. Many people don't preach simply about Jesus. We're too deep and we drown. But you need to know Jesus is still alive, ready, and available. And this is the hymn that we lift up today. Jesus showed up. Jesus showed up. Jesus showed up. It wasn't Muhammad. It wasn't thinking good thoughts. It wasn't Hare Krishna. It wasn't universalism. This was Jesus. And I love Jesus because he gave us a simple name to pronounce. Jesus. When you're sick, you just call on the name of Hey, that sounds so good. See, there was nothing like word of mouth communication. There's nothing like it. Even today, we post things, we purchase things. But if you hear a friend say, hey, hey, there's a church. It's right in a place, we call it City Place, where there's an anointing and Jesus resides. Somebody's like, well, I know you and Jesus. Okay, I'll come because Jesus is in the building. Jesus. For John chapter 12, 32 says, if I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto myself. See, before we can lift anyone up, before we can lift ourselves up, before we can do anything effective in the earth, we need to first lift him up. See, this is what happened. People lifted him up. People heard of this Jesus, and they said, wait, what is going on in the town? And this Jesus was in the house, and word spread, and people were just lifting him up. And I have to ask today, how did you get here? Somebody had to lift him up at some point to draw you. There's something burning on the inside of you that draws you, even when it's hard. He's a good, good father. It's who he is. I can't sing like that, but I think I can. We must lift him up. Amen? Observation number two, if you're taking notes. This might sound a bit redundant, but we're going to jump into the story. Weight Watchers lift weight. Weight Watchers lift weight. See, we find ourselves in this region, as I stated earlier, Decapolis. You know, historians believe that they were coming from one of these neighboring cities, but there's no inclination of how far it was from the area of Capernaum where their house was, okay? We find ourselves with four men. Now, there's a lot happening in the story that we're going to uncover, but these four men are in the story, and this is our emphasis. And something about me, I like to observe the humanity in the story so that we can put ourselves in it and actually see what was taking place. So I'm taking some creative license, some spiritual sanctification, imagination. I don't know what that is. And just naming the characters in the story. Okay, so there's a man on the mat, and we're in Florida. We're new to Florida a couple years. We're going to name him Carlos. Right? We're going to name him Carlos. And there was a friend who came up with an idea. He was chilling with Carlos. Carlos was laid out. You know, he was sick of the palsy, and that is a paralyzed man. It's at some point he wasn't always paralyzed, but he came to be paralyzed. And so Albert was with him. He's like, you know what? I got this idea. Can you say idea? Idea. I have this idea. And this idea, I'm going to pick you up and drag you to Jesus. Now Carlos is like, who's Jesus? What? Maybe. There was another friend in the story. Can you say another friend? Another friend. We're going to name him. What should we name him? Let's name him Cecil. Okay. It just kind of pops up. So Cecil said, well, if you're going to pick him up, I'll pick him up too. I'm not going to let you do that by yourself. Cecil, they didn't have phones back in the day. So Cecil just walked down the street and grabbed his cousin Willis. Okay. So we got Albert, Cecil, and Willis. I don't know where I come up with these names, but it works. Oh, but Carlos is still there. He's laying there. Carlos is still laying there. All right? And then there was another friend, and, you know, Albert didn't really know, but I think his name was Jeff. Okay? So we have these four people there, and they, with this idea, came up and said, you know what? We're not going to allow one of you to just carry Carlos down to Jesus. We're going to do it together. Somebody say together. Together. We're going to do this together. And this was very powerful. We're going to do this together. But you have to know something, friends, that an idea at the beginning is amazing. But give it some time and an idea can become burdensome. I mentioned starting a business. It's a great idea. God has given me this idea and it's powerful. You go and file for your papers. You get it all stationed and positioned and give it a year and a half. Woo, it's burdensome. Ideas over time can grow burdensome. And this is no different than the weight of leadership. No different than the weight of carrying the family issues. Does anybody recognize with that? Maybe it's just me. Glory to God. The weight of the future or the unknown. But what about the weight of your own issues? Have you ever looked yourself in the mirror and like, man, I can't stand you today? Whew. Lord Jesus. I was caught up in the story. These men lifted up their friend and they begin to lift him up. Okay, so let's practice, guys. Let's lift him up. And here's how we're going to do it. We're going to walk through this region and we're going to, okay. And if I do this, we're going to do this. And it was smiling at first. But after a while, it was, come on, man. What's your name back there? Oh, Jeff. Come on, Jeff. Albert, you always got ideas. Carlos is laying there like, hey, guys, just be careful, right? This area presented cobblestone and uneven terrain and things that were different. And they walked, call it a mile. They walked a mile and a half, and things had to get difficult. One person had to deal with different terrain and grass. Another person had to deal with this and that. And another person had to do this. But something about them, they all collectively dealt with weight. Weight. And I want to encourage you today that if weight is weighing you down today, dads, moms, and guests, if weight is weighing you down, whatever that weight is, let me encourage you with this scripture in Matthew 11. It says, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. I want to tell you something. You were never meant to carry that weight alone. You were never meant to carry whatever weight you've been entrusted alone. See, these men, it was so awesome because they equally carried their portion together. And that's very powerful. That's very powerful. And for that, let's transition into observation number 3. And this is where we'll park the car a bit. Weight watchers break through. Can you say that on 3? 1, 2, 3. Here's where I'll really need you to clap and to hallelujah and to raise your hands. Over time, this weight became burdensome. The sheer weight of going down a hill and holding with resistance of the weight down the hill. And then walking up a hill, they had to unify together. Put it on your back, bro. But my back, my neck. You have to observe the humanity. We just gloss over the word, but there's color and there's life within it. Can you imagine? What if somebody was singing that annoying song and you're dealing with weight and they're like, stop singing that song. I don't even like country. Oh, well, that's getting me through. What? Whatever it is, imagine they're carrying weight over a protracted time, and any weight over a sustained time, whether 10 pounds or 200 pounds, just gets heavier by the step. They were walking, and they got close. I need you to clap now. They got close. Come on, clap a little harder. Clap a little harder. They were walking, and you can stop now. Excellent. Do you hear that? They said that wherever Jesus goes, that there is excitement and there's healing taking place. And just the mere sound,
Somebody say amen. Somebody say hallelujah. Just the mere sound caused excitement. We're almost there. We're almost there. We're almost there. All right, that's good. You're excellent. You did good. Excellent. I'm going to call for you again. The mere excitement caused the inertia of excitement to hit these men, and they begin to get close. All right, on three, guys. We're at the door. Let's set him down. One, two, three. Let's go to the door. We're here, bro. Carlos, Jesus is inside, man. What's taking so long? They're coming. Hey, man, we're so full, we can't fit you in here. Bam! What just happened? What just took place? We walked all that way with the weight on our back to see Jesus and encountered a shut door. They could have quit. They could have said, nah, I'm through. We're done. Dude, my back's hurting. My wife needs me at home. Albert, I'd have slapped you, man. It's a crazy idea. But Albert has another idea. Somebody say idea. Nah, Cecil's like, Albert, come on, man. You're always getting us in trouble, man. It's like, Carlos is like, Albert, what you doing, man? And I don't know what Jeff said. Willis is just quiet all the time. Albert goes, hey, let's climb up and open up the roof. What? Cecil's like, well, we came this far. Willis finally speaks up and says, good, that's a good idea. Jeff, I don't know what Jeff. And the houses at the time, they were often, you can often navigate and reach the roof by a stairwell around this outside. And they walked up. Now, I don't know how they did it. I don't know if they walked backwards up the step like we carry couches or if they put the body on their back. But they walked up the house. They walked up and it was still heavy. They're fatigued and it's intense, but they're so close that they're not going to be able to resist. Whatever it takes is the mentality. And they're like, okay. Willis, did you bring those tools? What you mean, did I bring those tools? I'm carrying a body. Oh, yeah, you're right. Cecil's like, yeah, he does that sometimes. He's a dreamer, but I got his back. And Jeff's like, well, what are we going to do? Carlos is like, hey, guys, I'm kind of falling. Wait. Oh, I'm just making the picture colorful. They get to the top of the roof and they say, all right, bend over. Don't drop them. And let's start reaching through the layers of the roof. The layers of the roof. You hear people on the inside clapping. Some people are saying, thank you, Jesus. And they're like, we got to get in there. We got to break through. We got to break out. We got to break through. And an opening took place. So close you can see, but you're not there yet. They broke through. They broke through. This particular element of the story really, really affected me. They broke through. They broke through, friends. This reminds me of worship. There's something about a sustained position in front of the heavens and allowing yourself to be open for God to touch you. God is calling us to break through. to break through, to break through all the layers, to not quit when the shut door happens, to keep going, to carry the cross, the weight that you've been called to carry and keep walking in the fight. The terrain is uneven, but you're not alone in the fight because God has called you to lift weight and break through. Amen. Amen. To break through. To break through. I know it seems difficult. I know at times you second guess yourself. I know you don't understand the reasons why life is busting you upside the head. But God is calling us to break through. He's looking, he's watching for those who carry weight. See, dads carry weight. The bills need to be met. What am I going to do? Pastor Jared said, the means don't meet the budget. But there is a worship of breakthrough. That God says, I'm searching for them. He said that scripture in John chapter 4, verses 23, the time has come and now is that he, the Father, seeks for such that will worship him. Man, you got to break through. Your breakthrough is a breakout for your family. Your breakthrough is a break in for your family. You can't be so rushed. We ladies, all of us can't be so rushed. We have to sit and break through because our breakthrough enables a worship to the Father. And he sees ahead of where we can only see in limitation. Amen? Amen. Amen. Psalm 55:22 says this. It says, cast your burden on the Lord, and he shall sustain you. He shall never permit the righteous to be moved. In true worship, there is a humanity that takes place when we can acknowledge our true need for Jesus. So you, as we continue in this story, it's a very powerful story because we see something in here. Everyone in that room was represented in this room and other rooms. See, there was the religious guard. There were the people that came to spy on Jesus of the day. And they had a right to spy and see because he brought some new doctrine. And they, to that point, were the policers of the right doctrine. There's the poor and the needy, but the poor probably didn't all the way get in because those that were affluent and cool and popular got into the house. Hence, everything was shut down. This was a church service. They were listening to the King of Kings preach. They didn't know he was the King of Kings, but something about his authority compelled observation number 4. We friends have to understand that there is another weight in the story. There's another weight in the story. There's W-E-I-G-H-T, the weight we've been discussing, but there's also W-A-I-T. And observation number 4 is this. Embrace the weight. Embrace the weight. Imagine with me for a second this man Carlos on the stretcher. Carlos had great friends to have function in your body and then to lose function is one thing. But then for your life to be shaped around people that have to help you, he was in a constant perpetual state of waiting. Can you help me use the bathroom? Can you help me feed myself? Hey, man, can you lift me up so that I can see? Imagine from Carlos's point of view. The man on the mat constantly was in a state of wait. And then these 4 men decided to lift him up. And I must tell you, there was no Uber of that day. There was no Lyft. There was no transportation. It was good old-fashioned step one, step two, step three together. This was a slow mobile to get to the King of Kings. And then you go up the stairs. Hey, man, hey, don't lose me. My head feels like it's falling, but is that my foot or my arm? I can't really feel it because I'm paralyzed. And then you still have to wait. Listen to one friend and the next friend. All right, man, on three. Look, we came all this way. Hold it. Even. Okay, ready? We're broke through. We can see. One. Two, three, let them down. That's good. Carlos, waiting. And slowly, inch by inch, bit by bit, he's let down. Slowly, he's going lower and lower and lower. And all of a sudden, you start to hear the murmuring of the people. What is that? How are you going to interrupt my service? Why did the thatch fall on my head? The man of God is preaching. If they would have been paying attention to the one preaching, Jesus was actually looking up. Jesus, the one who lives high, sits above, he's looking up. Their faith. Willis, I remember when you were jacked. They even got Jeff here? Imagine for a second. This was absolutely powerful. Carlos was lowered down, and to behold the King of Kings' face, he looked at the King of Kings, and he saw him. What was it like to see his face, to be close up in person, and to see him looking at your friends, and then to turn and look at you and say, son, your sins are forgiven. Now, this was powerful because only Carlos and Jesus knew what was happening. He embraced the weight. He didn't know if this Jesus was real. He didn't know if this Messiah was actual. But to hear of someone and actually experience him is altogether different. His heart changed. Then Jesus, being the amazing Jesus he was, began to flex and start to say, wait. Y'all throwing shade. Because he needed his heart changed. What is easier to say? To pick up your mat and to forgive your sins? But that you may know. Somebody say, that you may know. I say to you, arise. Pick up your mat and go. Pick up your mat and go. So powerful. See, I didn't have this on my notes, but there was a last lifting. Carlos had to lift himself up. Sometimes you got to pick yourself up. This is weight training. God is looking for weight watchers. Can you handle the weight you've been given and continue to walk? Because he's available. He's calling you to break through, to break through, to break through. Let me end with a few scriptures. We're on the home stretch. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 2, 1 and 2 says, therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with assurance the race that is set before us, looking on to Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. I don't know where everyone is. We don't know each other's hearts, but God knows the heart. What is weighing you down, friend? I want you to close your eyes for just a second. Not looking to the right, not looking to the left. And I want you to consider, who are you in this story? Do you feel paralyzed in this season? Do you hurt in this season? Are you carrying weight? What does your weight look like? Is it the weight of sin that so easily ensnares us? Is it the weight of responsibility? Maybe you're tired of waking up in the morning. Where are you? Maybe the call of God has become muffled and you don't know exactly what is taking place in this season. God is looking for weight watchers. For the scripture says, the Lord is good to those who wait, W-A-I-T, for him. The soul who seeks him, it is good that one should hope and wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. Friends, God wants to touch you today. He wants to touch you today.
Thanks for joining us today. If you are in the Central Florida area, we'd love to meet you. Join us on Sundays in Southeast Orlando at City Place Church. Information on service times and directions can be found online at cityplacechurch.com.